Good morning, KC. Justin Timberlake, one of the best performers I've ever seen. And I've seen concerts since I was a kid, which means that's a long time ago. He is coming to town. Of course, then he's going to Las Vegas, and we want to send you there.
Yeah, we should remind you, though, because he is coming to Kansas City on December 10th. The tickets still haven't gone on sale. They go on sale February 26th at 10 a.m., so remember that. But we would love to send you out to see him in concert in Vegas.
Here's how it works.
When you hear a Justin Timberlake song in the hours of 7, 11, 1, 3, and 5, you want to be caller number 9, and you will be a finalist to win that trip.
All right, also coming up, our very first caller today, we have yet another concert coming to KC, and we'll give you tickets shortly after, about after tabloid, like 15 minutes.
Mix 93.3, Kansas City's number one hit music station. Paparazzi ain't got nothing on this girl. Teresa's tabloid trash.
All right, so I like to do things to Tara. I was just telling her I figured out that she has an ornery button.
I don't.
She likes to torture us and be silly and do things. But I feel like I tortured her all last week because I said, hey, the Spice Girls are coming and doing a tour. And then I said, no, they're not doing a tour. I don't know what's happening, but TMZ says the Spice Girls have signed contracts for a reunion tour.
I saw this.
I'm not getting excited this time.
Sources connected to the group say that Mel B signed on the dotted line last Friday, and TMZ says that other members signed as well. So maybe what the thing is that Victoria just won't be part of the tour.
I think a lot of it's because of the new soccer team that her husband bought in Florida. And they're going to be moving and transit. I get all that because they're going to be busy with all those appearances with the soccer team.
I love this so much, but for my own personal sanity, I can't get excited yet.
I feel like I'm just going to give you a flip-flop story every day so that you go up and then you go down. You go up and then you go down.
Perfect.
Now, Tara, my question to you is, will you be excited even if Victoria Beckham's not there?
They've toured without her before, haven't they?
Yes,
I think so.
They did.
I mean, do they really sing live or do they lip sync?
Does it matter?
They sing live just like Britney Spears, Teresa.
I was going to say, you're talking to a girl who was totally happy watching Britney Spears just, you know, dance to a tape. So I'm very excited about this. During the Olympics, we finally got our first real look at The Incredibles 2.
Behold the Underminer!
Watch after Jack.
I thought we were going to go.
You heard your mother trampolining. We meet again.
Superheroes are illegal.
We want to fight bad guys.
I am a bad guy.
It defines who I am.
We're not saying you have... What?
Someone on TV said it.
I was approached by this tycoon. Wants to talk about hero stuff.
Help me bring supers back into the sunlight. We need Elastigirl.
Bye, sweetie.
I'll watch the kids, no problem.
Supposed to do it, Dad. They want us to do it.
I don't know that way. Why would they change math? Math is math. Math is math.
What?
Done properly, parenting is a heroic act. Done properly.
I can't wait. Now, is this the one that one of our old bosses rented a theater and we got to watch it on a...
It was an illegal copy. It was legal. It had already been out for a little while. And around Christmas time, he knew someone at Pixar. And so they gave us a copy to watch it in a theater.
I loved it.
Yeah,
it was a private staff party.
What is your... I don't know the timeline. Was this a big movie for you growing up, Tara?
I was older, but it was good.
Did you enjoy it?
Yes,
definitely. You're not a Disney freak like I am, are you?
Not like you, no.
So, Rocket, I know that you're all about Hallmark Channel movies. Every now and then, don't you mix in a little Lifetime love?
All the time.
Well, filming for a Lifetime movie about Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's love is underway. TMZ says that the actors portraying the royal couple in Harry and Meghan, The Royal Love Story. It's a super original title. They were spotted yesterday in Canada, where shooting will take place. Markle will be played by Parisa Fitzhenley. She's from the series Jessica Jones. And Prince Harry will be played by British actor Murray Fraser. The movie will be all about how they fell in love and, of course, obviously are getting ready to have their big wedding. It should take place. The wedding is going to be in May. It should come out before the wedding, probably.
You know, Lifetime, they were at one point dominated all the chick flicks. And then Hallmark stepped up the game. Hallmark's way ahead of the game right now.
Is it weird that out of the three people in this room, Rocket is the one that is defending it and talking about it and chick flicks and they're amazing?
I'm just used to it by now.
Yeah, that's true. All right, so tonight on TV, of course, you've got your primetime Olympic coverage. We also have part two of the Bachelor Winter Games on ABC, their effort to try and get some ratings away from the Olympics. And then I'm excited because also on ABC, and this will be after the Bachelor stuff, it'll be at 9 o'clock, 2020 is going to have their special, Roseanne, The Return. And they will talk to all of the cast members, all of the Beckys, getting us ready for the reunion. And I've seen lots of interviews with Roseanne and also with Lori Metcalf. and they seem to be very excited about it and very positive about the episodes they've already shot.
I'll be interested if they ask how they're going to incorporate John Goodman.
Yeah, I really want to. I'm very curious about that. He's definitely part of it. Who knows if he's kind of like a subconscious that talks to Roseanne?
Or a flashback?
Yeah,
or what?
Who knows? As long as he's there. Tabloid Trash brought to you by Vino, a quarterly wine and lifestyle subscription box for women. Get two bottles of wine and more in each box for $49.99. Save $25 in an annual subscription with code JennyWine at vino.com.
Mix 93.3 has built quite the reputation on sending you to the biggest and best trips around the country. Although this time you're going to want to bring some hand sanitizer because we're sending you to Sin City to get filthy with Justin Timberlake.
Hey, what's up? This is Justin Timberlake.
Oh, my God.
Justin Timberlake live at the T-Mobile Arena. With hotel and airfare included.
You are now free to gamble away your life savings. The Las Vegas.
The only way to win is to keep it on Mix 93.3. Listen in the hours of 7, 11, 1, 3, and 5 p.m. Hear a JT song and instantly become a finalist. All from the station keeping you clean as JT gets you filthy in Vegas.
The Las Vegas.
Mix 93.3.